This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk to Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. And last night, all right, let's set that aside for a second. We are in position, Steve, to potentially be a top four seed. We've got a schedule that I think is favorable for us with these home games. I didn't like what happened last night. I said set that aside. But, yeah, we are right where we want to be, aren't we?
We are exactly where we want to be. We have four games left. Oh, by the way, hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, what's up, Steve-O?
Just living the dream. Four games to go, and then hopefully a little playoff action, maybe home, maybe away. Either way, we're good with. And we've got statistically the third easiest schedule remaining in the league, and the Knicks have the second hardest. So it should be a really fun next 9 days.
Yeah, man, as we said, it was kind of like an old-style like ABA game, you know, back in the day. Like Kevin Lockery was coaching this thing or something. But they did clamp down on defense. We just can't wait. When can you give us – what can you tell us? Can you give us more insight about DeAndre Hunter?
I think DeAndre will be available in the next few games, and I think he will be back in the rotation the next few games.
All right.
Steve – we got to ask you this. We know you listen casually. We hope you listen every day. But we got to ask you this. This is something Mike and I have talked about. We're trying to talk about this with our listeners, and we're trying to be as fair as possible. What point do you offer, and I say you as in the organization, Nate McMillan the job full-time to make him our head coach? And I ask this, I got to say this on the side here, because even though the season's not over, there are a lot of Hawks fans, and I'm sure you hear from them, that feel like he's done a tremendous job with this team and the way that they have responded. What is the organizational timeline to make this decision?
Well, let me say, first of all, and most importantly, we think the world of Nate McMillan. We think he has done an incredible job. I can't really get into details for, you know, there's staffs involved. There's a lot of complexity to this. And so while I love the fans are passionate and love what Nate's done, so do we. I think that's the best thing I can say.
So, Carl, if we were going to go New York Post style, no new contract for Nate McMillan, says Steve Koonin.
Wait a minute.
Candidly, I never said anything near that. But you did preface with New York Post style, and so I would say that your imitation was bang on. But, you know, you get to the end of the season, Nate knows the way we feel about him. It's no surprise. No surprises are happening inside of our world. We think the world of him. He's done an amazing, amazing job.
I mean, I know you kind of answered the question, but my logic was you don't want to have this team, which is really taking leaps and bounds under Nate, to have to deal with a third head coach in arguably less than, what, be 11, 10 or 11 months when the new season starts. So I just think the guys have responded, and I know that, and we're like, quite candidly, we've talked about Nate's playoff shortcomings as a head coach, but it just seems like the team is so delivered, and maybe that would be a rallying point for them to jump into the playoffs with knowing Nate's their guy going into next year.
I appreciate that feedback.
All right. This guy's savvy, Mike.
He's crafty. Savvy. He's crafty.
He's not done this, you know, for all the years he's done it for nothing. It's Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, brought to you by Dell Technologies. So as far as the play-in tournament, I just want to kind of go over this again with you. I don't know where we end up. Maybe not by next week when we talk to you. You know, things have changed. Let's hope not. Let's hope we handle business. And we're going to that last game against the Rockets on the 16th, and we're in good shape. What's been the response around the league to this play-in tournament. Steve, I like it, and I like it because all these games matter. I've been an NBA fan all my life, and I remember where teams set their stars. Guys didn't play for whatever reason. Teams that already were in the ping-pong chase didn't care. That's not the case. Last night, the Pacers came out, and they beat us because it matters.
Yeah, I love it. I voted for it. The people who are complaining, whining about it are the ones who have to be in it because it will be taxing. You will play on the 17th, the 19th, and then whoever wins will be playing again on the 21st. So you're going to play more games. One of the main reasons we want to finish 4th, 5th, or 6th is because we get 5 days off for everybody to heal, practice, get ready for the playoffs. TV ratings are up 25% nationally in April with the play-in games. You've got teams like Indiana, like Washington, who might have done what Oklahoma City did, and they just told Al Horford to go home and, you know, relax. You've got teams playing hard, and it is, I won't say it's the cure for tanking, but, man, it's been right there. It might be the right anecdote. And it's exciting, and we saw it in baseball with the wild card. And so, I mean, can you imagine the Lakers-Warriors do or die? How great is that?
I'm with you. I mean, as I said, I don't want to be in it. But
no, I want to watch everybody else. Hell no, I don't want to be in it.
No, I mean, as we said, we know where we are, and the fact that we've done this amazing job for Nate McMillan, who's not been rewarded for it, the fact with all the injuries and all the things we've had to overcome.
God, but you are unbelievable.
Steve, don't listen to him.
But
I'm not, but I am going to call you in a little while.
Okay, cool. The good news. Good news about this team is we got enough depth where if DeAndre Hunter is out there, and I'm not going to press you on Cam Reddish, we'll see him when we see him, but there's enough depth where you could go toe-to-toe, and I'm not trying to quantify it. Hey, if we get to the second round, it's a success. No, we want to win every year, but last year not being in the bubble, I think this year would be so sweet to be the
first. We won 20 games last year. We have a chance to double that this year.
Right.
Okay, that's what we're going to focus on. Hopefully that's what we're going to do. And then the playoffs start a new season. And we'll see.
Steve Koonin?
Yes, sir.
Are you thinking about running for mayor?
Yeah. The only thing I'm thinking about running with very strong certainty is to the bathroom between the hours of 4 and 5 in the morning.
Okay. I have to ask.
Let me explain.
Okay.
I was as surprised as anybody to see my name mentioned as a potential candidate for mayor, which I took as a lovely compliment. But if you're going to do that job, you've got to have a burning passion to do that job. It is 24 hours a day, every day. Mm-hmm. And the burning passion that I have is for the Atlanta Hawks. In my position, I can do a lot of good things for the city. I think we've done some great things for the city. But I'm not into politics. I mean, I wouldn't be good at that. I'm barely good at this.
Oh, stop. Steve, you can let the city council handle all the heavy lifting, and you're the face of the city, and the city would go bananas. Steve Koonin, Carl, a troubled man for troubled times.
Right, and then on the second day, it would go into the potty.
And by the way, I mean, I love Mayor Franklin. I wish she's 75 years old. I wish she'd throw her hat in the ring. But Steve Koonin, Carl is out. No dice.
And somebody asked if I needed to make a statement, and my answer was, I think it speaks for itself, the ridiculousness of it. So yeah. I am a happy Atlantan. Yeah. I love this city, but I'm nobody's politician.
Carl, the way I read that, Steve Koonin does not rule out mayoral run in 2022. Your thoughts?
He's all New York Post today, isn't he?
You are posty today.
I got a call today, and I guess they knew they felt like I would know. I said, I know nothing. And they said, you know Steve's going to run. And I said, I know nothing, but I will ask today. So I'm asking for that phone call that I got today, and there it is. Steve Koonin answers.
Well, you know, I got a few phone calls today, too, from my parents, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And over the past couple of years, we've been involved in politics and trying to get sports betting approved and met with a lot of political leaders and a lot of political consultants. And I actually take it as a great compliment for what the Hawks have done and meant to our city for somebody to say that. But that's not the passion that burns inside of me. Fair. That passion usually burns between 4 and 5 in the morning.
When you have to get out of the bed.
It is Steve Koenig, guys, the CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. So talk about the what is the attendance numbers, and when does that all kick in, and how does that work?
So we're staying static for the next 4 games. It's around 3,200 folks that we can host. And then for the playoffs, working with the league, working with the Georgia State Department of Health and the fabulous Dr. Toomey, we're going to move to 7,625 people, and we're going to try to see if we can continue to move that number up carefully, masked, appropriate testing. We want to create home court advantage. That is important. Mm-hmm. And we want our members, our season ticket holders, to be able to attend the playoffs. And we're not going to be 100% full. We'll be around half full, but hopefully everybody will scream twice as loud, and we'll create real home court advantage compared to other markets.
Good stuff. Steve Koenig, glad you answered the question. You heard it here on Dukes and Bell. Give us credit. All right, man.
I did hear it on Dukes and Bell. I heard the one I couldn't answer because of the ridiculousness of it. And then the other ridiculous question I answered because it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, no. Can you give us credit?
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.